that'll.
Very good. Okay. Oh. I mean, not the that'll part. But
yeah, maybe not.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis, for Salukis, and anyone else that wants to listen. And welcome back to the Red Hill Podcast. This is Mr. Potts, and today we got a special one-on-one. I am joined by
Kate,
and we are going to talk about her incredible journey, because if you don't know Kate, she's not from around here. She's a new student, but not just new like you would think of other new students. Kate, give us your full name, if you would.
My full name is Caterina Sambuchi.
And you are from?
Italy.
Yes, we've got our first profile of one of our international students. We've actually got a number of them this year.
Yeah, we're six.
Yeah, it's been a while. We went through like a long period where we didn't really have any, and then all of a sudden we were getting like quite a few. So we're really excited to have everyone here. So we'll be doing special episodes featuring each of our internationals because they are from all over the place. It's really all throughout Europe, and we have a South American.
Yeah.
Which, if you listened to episode one, then you've heard our Brazilian, Lua. She was a part of episode one, and you've already heard our French student because Luisa was part of episode two. And now we are actually going to feature and talk a little bit more about each and every one, hear a little bit about their story, where they're from. So you are from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
What part of Italy are you from?
The center of Italy.
What's the town name?
My city is called Pesaro.
Okay. So is this going to be a big city, small city?
We can say a medium city. It's not too small. Like, it's not as Bridgeport. But it's not really big.
So is it bigger than Bridgeport?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Almost probably like maybe a Vincennes or a Evansville type of size.
And mm-hmm.
You actually have like businesses there and mm-hmm. places to go and things like that. It's not mm-hmm. When I would go places and people say, well, how small is your town? I'm like, we don't have a stoplight. And they're like, yes, you do. I'm like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
The town I grew up in was even smaller. Our main street actually ended in a river. Yeah. The street went all the way down into a river and like it literally went into the river because it turned into a boat ramp.
Okay.
So that's how small my town was growing up. But anyway, so that's the center of Italy.
Yes. And I'm near the coast, east coast.
Oh, okay. So you're like right at the center of the boot.
Yeah.
About how far from the coast are you?
10 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you're like right at, you would kind of consider it a coast town.
That, mm-hmm.
So beach?
Yeah. Every summer we go to the beach every day. We spend the whole day there. And in winter, you like in the afternoon, if you don't know what to do, you walk in the beach. Yeah.
That actually brings up a great question. As far as like temperatures and seasons, how does it stay warm? Do you have different, like we have here?
The seasons are the same as here. Just during the summer, I think it's as hot as here, but less humid. So you feel less the hot. And winter is less cold. And the middle season, like autumn or spring, I think they're the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get like every extreme in this spot. I don't know why. We get like the coldest of the colds. We get the hottest of the hots.
Mm-hmm.
It all converges in this little area right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. That just is kind of how we roll around here, I suppose.
Yeah,
so basically what you're saying is almost every day is actually just pretty much comfortable.
Yes, more or less. During the winter in the morning it's really cold, but just the first hour of the morning, and then it cool off.
And of course, you guys use Celsius instead of Fahrenheit, so we'd be like comparing numbers, and I'd be way off. So because mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh yeah, probably like 50 degrees in the morning. You're like, no, that's like burning hot. That's ridiculous. So you're in high school,
yes,
or what we would consider to be high school.
Yes.
Is it called high school in Italy, or
we translate into high school.
Okay. I didn't know how different Italy kind of has their, what they call their school system or the levels of their.
The levels, we have 2 or 3 years of kindergarten, and then we start the primary school. We have 5 years of primary school. Then we start middle school, 3 years, and 5 years of high school.
So really about the only difference is instead we call ours elementary school instead of primary.
Yeah.
Which would be the same thing, but and it's about 5 years. And so you said 2 to 3 years of kindergarten. So basically, like here, it's 1 year kindergarten, but a lot of kids will have like a year of preschool, which is like pre-kindergarten. We call it pre-K, pre-kindergarten. So it's kind of like prepares them for kindergarten and then kindergarten. We can kind of like, it sounds like you guys kind of group it all into one thing.
Yes.
And then, you know, about how early are you guys like writing and reading and things like that?
We start to write like our names in the last year of kindergarten, and then we really start to read or write in the first year of elementary school.
Now, how long have you been studying English? Because your English is amazing, for one thing. But how long have you been studying English?
We start to study it from the first year of elementary school. Sometimes even in kindergarten, they let us study a little bit, but the teacher are not really good usually. So it's difficult to learn English with the school teacher, usually.
Is it a required course?
Yes.
Wow. I wish we required other languages. We used to, but it's not required anymore.
And we can choose our classes. Like here. We have different buildings, and every building says different specific class.
Oh, wow.
But you choose your building at the beginning of the high school, and you have to study the same for the whole 5 year.
Okay. So how big is your school at home compared to like Red Hill?
Because of my school has 3 buildings all stuck together, it is bigger than Red Hill. But if we see just my buildings, I think it's a little bit bigger than Red Hill, but not too much.
Different towns go to the same school, or is it just your town, just your city?
No, there are other towns that come to my school.
It's kind of like, because we have a number of towns that come to this school.
Okay.
Like, it's not just Bridgeport here. No. It's, you know, we have Sumner and all this area all around and things like that that come to one school. And I didn't know if that's what you guys did, if it's, you know, slightly bigger, but...
Yeah, because some cities doesn't have... Like, not all the city have the same buildings. So if you want to do some specific classes, you have to go to another city to take them.
So you're here for a year.
10 months.
Excellent. For the school year.
Yes.
I always kind of consider everything like it's a year because it's the school year, I guess. Mm-hmm. So tell us how you first got started with how long have you been, like, is this been a long process to get into this program, to do this type of thing? What all, how did this start for you?
I start the in August 2024. And I start to see all the agencies that I can contact to have more informations, and then I found this agency that is, we can say, with my school. It has a lot of projects with my school. And I sent them an email asking a meeting to know better each other. And in the meeting, they told me all the programs that I could take and all the cost that the programs could bring. And yeah, and after the meeting, I just decide to do it.
They have like a... They like bring all the students in and say, hey, this is available, or is it just kind of advertised in the school, or?
It's a thing that, at least in Italy, is quite popular because it's literally a dream for us to be here and live our American dream. But in school, they don't speak a lot about this thing. I don't know why, but you have to look for by yourself.
It's like if you see an advertisement or something like that, you...
Yeah, I have my best friend that is doing it too in Alabama.
And oh, okay.
Yeah. And my uncle, he loves to... right now he's living abroad, and he never did... He have never done this the exchange here, but it was one of his dreams. So he always talked to me about this thing. Mm-hmm. And so I know this possibility because of them.
So since 24, that's when you kind of got the inkling of this is something I want to do and things like that. Mm-hmm. What was the application process like?
If you decide to do it, you have to fill a lot of paper, to sign a lot of paper, and you have a program where you put all your informations there. Mm-hmm. So when the family want to choose their exchange student.
I think that's like a profile.
Yes,
yeah.
Like your own profile.
Yeah.
And you put there all your information or the kind of information that you can put. And and
then do you kind of say, you know, where have an idea of like where you would like to be at, or is it just wherever?
You can decide. There is the basic program where you can decide where you want to go, just the state, so like United States or another state, or you can decide from, I think there were 10 states, like in the United States, and you can decide one of them, but you have to pay more. Or if you want to decide the city, you can do it, but you have to pay more.
Right.
So the more you decide, the more you pay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I'm like, well, I mean, how different is Bridgeport just as an area compared to where you're from? I mean, do you have a lot of agriculture around your area? Are you more urban?
It's really
difficult.
It is really different.
Different, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, when I come here for the first time, I was surprised because here there's a lot of green areas and not a lot of buildings. Mm-hmm. Instead, in my city, the green is not as usual as here, and the buildings are a lot. So.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely much more green than there is buildings.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's very quiet.
Yes,
for
true.
The most part. Mm-hmm. Some say slow, some say boring, but quiet is actually pretty nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
So you kind of get the idea of you go through the process, you're applying, you're filling out everything. When did you know you were accepted? When did you know you were getting in?
I think it was January or February when they called me and they told me that I was being chosen by a family, and they sent to me all the profile of the family and all their information.
And that's the family that you're with now?
Yeah.
That's sweet, sweet. So about how long of a flight was it?
I did a flight from Rome to New York. It was 9 hours or 9 hours and a half. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I went to Atlanta. That are another 2 hours, I think. And then from Atlanta to Evansville, that is 1 hour and a half, more or less.
So you've seen a lot of country from the air.
Yes. I actually visit New York because my program includes these 3 days in New York. And then from there, I went to, I come here.
So you find out you're coming. What's the preparation? What do you have to do to prepare at that point? Pack, you know, just figure out what you're going to bring with you for the amount of time you're going to be gone. And, you know, what does it, once you've got a family, you know where you're going, how do you start preparing yourself then? Because you've got like a few months, you got like, if you found out in January, you got like 8 or 9 months to figure this out. So.
Yeah. After I find out that, what my family was, it become all more realistic. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the only thing that I had to do is to understand what to pack on my baggage, and it was difficult.
Yeah.
Because I had a big baggage of 25 kilograms, and it wasn't enough for 10 months. So it was quite difficult. But other than that, just prepare yourself that from one day to the other, you will be in another country, and everything will change.
Yeah. What type of, to get your mind ready for that. I can't imagine.
I think you are not really ready until you come here and you start your life here. Mm-hmm. You can imagine everything. But then when you come here, you find out that a lot of things could be different. Mm-hmm. And so what you were prepared for is not necessary anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can try to understand that your life will really change, but it's not enough.
Yeah, you don't really get it.
No.
Yeah, until you're in it. You don't get it until you're in it.
No.
Definitely not. How difficult is it to constantly be speaking English?
At the beginning, it was quite difficult because my English wasn't as good as I thought. And also in school, we study British English. So to go into the American English was a little bit difficult.
There's a big difference between British and American English.
Yes. After some weeks, the first weeks, I got used to, and every day by day, it became always more easier for me to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I traveled, right after college, I traveled to China for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're in that environment, you're hearing it all over, stuff like that. It's almost kind of a slight shock to the system to hear your language again. When I got back to America, it took me like, whoa. I almost, whenever I hear people talking all around me, I actually had a hard time understanding because I was so used to hearing the Chinese language and then switching back to English. So it'll be interesting when you go back to Italy to hear Italian all over again. You're just, whoa, take a little bit to kind of reset your brain. And
yes, I always think about this thing because right now I'm used to English around me and I'm not used anymore to Italian near me, so... It will be.
You may even lose your Italian accent by the time, you know, the time May rolls. So. You don't think so?
No.
Oh, okay. You won't get that Americanized.
I don't think so. Also because I'm continuing to speak with my family in Italy.
That's true.
So.
How often do you speak to your family?
I call them once a week.
Once a week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a little bit different traveling in like the age of cell phones and social media and stuff like that. It's very easy to kind of keep track and be able to connect and keep everyone posted and stuff like that. And when you traveled over here, what was probably one of the biggest surprises for you? Like, oh, I did not expect this, or this is different than I thought, or
I don't know. The first thing that I noticed, and for me was really weird, as I told before, was how green the space was. Mm-hmm. I wasn't used to all this green.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that you have to use the car to go everywhere, and everything is quite distant from your house.
We are so spread out.
Yes. That was really weird for me. Because in my city, in 5 minutes walking or with the bicycle, you can reach everything you want.
We see in like movies from and like shows when we watch stuff from Italy, like it seems like everything's kind of like on top of each other, like really close to each other, like buildings are like super close and people like live like in little apartments that's built, you know, is that kind of like what yours is like?
It's
everything is just like right there, just kind of packed into.
Yes, I think we have a lot of place where you can meet and there you have a lot of shops all there, and these places are, you can reach them in a really short time.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we live in apartment. I think, if not everyone, more or less, or at least if you live in the city, if you live a little bit out, you will live in a house. Otherwise, you are in apartment.
So seeing all of these houses, everybody in their house, it's just kind of. And yeah, if we want to go shopping or do anything, you're driving for like 10, 15 minutes. That's because, like you said, with all the green, you have so many fields and things like that.
Yeah, also the grocery, we can walk to the grocery store, just buy what we need, and in 5 minutes we will be home again. So,
yeah, no, not here.
No?
No. Not here. If you're going grocery shopping around here, you're best prepared to spend about 2 or 3 hours because, you know, you're getting everything for the house and you like have this list and then you're driving 20 to 40 minutes both ways. Yeah, it's a little, but we don't really think anything about it because that's just
the
all we've had. So we don't really, you know, it's not strange to us to do that. I can't imagine walking to everywhere and things like that, but I live outside of town. So I live like, I have a field on one side, a field on the other, actually field on all four sides of my house. So our closest neighbor is like a field away. And so, you know, we can see the house, but you know, it's quiet, but yeah, we're driving everywhere and everyone needs vehicles. Like as soon as your kid starts to drive, they need a vehicle to get anywhere and everywhere. So since you've been here at Red Hill, tell us some of the stuff that you've been involved in, what you've gotten, what you've kind of joined, what you've kind of...
Now I'm in the media club. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Yeah, you're here with us. You're one of our media people.
Yes, and in the Interact club. Other than that, I would like to try basketball. Today there is the open gym, mm-hmm. so I'm going to try, but I don't know if I will join it or not.
Right.
And that's it, I think.
Is one of those where you want to try as much as possible, or you're going to be kind of, I think I'll just stay with this, or, media club, you're in the photography, mm-hmm. you've been doing the photography, a little bit of videoing.
Yes.
And things like that. And podcasting right now.
Yeah.
Did you have kind of a plan? I want to try everything, or I want to try some things, or just kind of see if I would like it, or just kind of...
I would like to try things, but at the same time, I don't want to have too much things. I want mm-hmm. at the same time to have time for me and to spend it with my friend or family. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, doing some stuff with mm-hmm. the school or with whatever.
Are you going to have opportunities through the program that you're in to go and see other parts of the country as well? Or
I have a coordinator that has some exchange students. I think we are 10, I don't know. And probably the first day of December, we will go to Indy or Champagne all together mm-hmm. And pass a day all together, all together for one day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get into the big cities and that type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, same with my family. They bring me to San Luis for a baseball game, and I went to the Arch. So...
The arch is wild.
Yeah, it is. It is huge.
That's kind of like our, Eiffel Tower that Paris has or things like that. Or, because it shouldn't work. It should not be able to do what it does.
And yes.
Did you get to go up into it at the top? And
yes, it was really good looking, but it was scared.
Especially because you kind of feel it waving in the wind and stuff like that.
But my host parent told me that it could happen and you could feel it move a little bit, but it's normal. But when you are there and you feel it with your own sensitivity, it was...
For the first time, you get in that little pod to get up into mm-hmm. it, and then you're up in there and you're just like, what am I doing?
Yes.
And you go down, you see all like the history of it, and you see kind of like all those displays and things like that. St. Louis for a baseball game, that's always a super fun. That's mm-hmm. St. Louis baseball games are really fun to go to. We're out in St. Louis quite a bit. Mm-hmm. My son actually goes to college close to St. Louis, so we're in St. Louis quite a bit. Actually, our favorite coffee shop is out there, which is actually by the Little Italy part mm-hmm. of the city. The hill is where their kind of Italian district is mm-hmm. and things like that. And we ate at a couple of their places, and it's really kind of a neat, you kind of get that slight feeling, I think. Having never been to Italy myself, I guess I don't really have a point of reference, but. You've been through homecoming mm-hmm. for your first experience with American High School homecoming. Mm-hmm. How was that experience for you?
I liked it. I thought it was worse than what it actually was because I heard some people say that it is boring, that respect to Europe or at least to Italy, you don't do anything funny or things. Instead, I liked the fact that everything was there, was dancing, was enjoying their time. Mm-hmm. And so I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's as much fun as you make it. That's the thing. The mm-hmm. people say that it's not fun are the ones not trying to make it fun. Yeah. So, but if you just kind of go and let loose, and you've experienced high school football.
Yes.
For the first time.
Yes.
Actually, your very first game, you're actually trying to like take pictures of it and record things like that. So I just kind of threw you into the deep end with that. You've never seen a game before, and there you are trying to like be media for.
Yes.
Was that kind of like, what am I watching?
I still don't know the rules very well.
I don't either.
No?
There's a lot.
Yes. But it's cool. mm-hmm. because I've never watched it before. And in Italy, we have American football, but it's not really, there aren't a lot of groups that play football, American football. So it was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there something else that's coming in the school year or an aspect of the school life that you're looking forward to experiencing or seeing or being a part of, or even just with your American journey, I guess? Is there something that you have planned that you're really looking forward to?
Right now I'm looking for Thanksgiving because we don't have it in Italy.
That is a unique American.
Yes. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it and to experience all these days.
Start training your stomach now so that you can eat all the stuff because, man, that's what we do. That's what Thanksgiving is. It's about the eating. I guess I don't know if I should ask you about the food or not because Italy is very famous for their food and legendary for their food, and America is not.
Even... Well, I knew that American was weird with food, but I'm finding myself in a better position than what I thought because I actually liked what I'm eating, even if it's really different from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good. Not too bad as I thought.
They're keeping you fed, at least. Thanksgiving will be amazing.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving will probably be your best eating of the year because mm-hmm. that's our food holiday and Americans usually pull out all the stuff for Thanksgiving. So, okay, we need to wrap things up, but it's been fun talking to Kate and getting to know her a little bit better. You're going to be seeing more from her picture-wise and video-wise as we go with her involvement with the Media Club.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep everyone posted about how her thoughts for Thanksgiving, how Thanksgiving, we'll have to do like a follow-up
yes.
for all that. So, all right, this has been the Red Hill Podcast. Once again, this is Mr. Potts and...
This is Kate.
And we will see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.